Hey everyone, I'm Madonna. This is David, and we're here for your tip of the day. And I thought I'd chat about blood pressure this morning because one of the things that they've been pushing since the 1960s and 70s has been a low sodium diet. What a low sodium diet does is messes with your sodium potassium pump. So we need good quality salt. So
Right, like
your
Celtic sea salt and
Celtic
that
sea
sort
salt,
of thing.
that sort of one, because that's got 82 minerals in it. Himalayan sea salt's got about 78 minerals in it. So that's really cool. But we've got
And
it.
iodized salt has three minerals.
Yes, and it's crap.
Is it
So
three?
I think it's two actually.
Okay.
But basically, something to do with blood pressure is those capillaries just aren't pumping as much. So the reason mindfulness and de-stressing and exercise help is they help to keep your blood vessels flexible. Now, when we have things like cold showers, what happens? So cold showers, hot, saunas, hot shower, infrared saunas, cold plunges, that sort of thing. Or it's always a good idea to finish your shower with cold. Do you ever do that?
Yes.
Yes. So,
I stopped it when it got cold, but I'm starting again. I did it
yes.
yesterday.
Well, I looked at my pool this week and I thought I could see it as a plunge pool for winter. I haven't done it yet.
It really is,
But I'm
actually.
starting to look at it as a plunge pool, so that's step one.
Well, yeah, well, Wim Hof is the leader of this modern phenomenon of blood, and it's getting the breathing right first.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's doing that style of breathing. Even in, even out.
Yeah.
And
And
for some reason, that seems to insulate your body. Like, he takes people into these cold places,
Yep.
no shirt on, and they're breathing like that,
Yep.
and
Now, I'll tell
everything
you a
just
quick
freezes.
little story about one of my clients.
And
So, one of the
what does
things,
it do, the cold bath? It increases.
well, basically, part of the reason
Increases
why our
dopamine for 6 hours.
stop becoming flexible is because we're always perfectly,
Oh.
we get cold, we put a jumper on, we cool down, we take a, we never are uncomfortable temperature
Yeah,
wise.
right. And when you get in cold pool, all of the blood goes to the internal organs,
Yeah,
right?
that's right.
And
So,
then you have a
basically,
hot shower after, it brings it all back to the outside, which is like a really good thing.
Yep, and
Like a shakeup.
these sort of bath techniques have been used for, hundreds of years, to help people with all sorts of things.
Oh, you see the Russians doing it. They
Yeah, well.
have the sauna and then they go jump in the hole in the ice. And
Crazy people.
everyone in town does it.
Yep. And certainly in my movies, the Russians were always ripped. So, it must be good for
I don't think they're allowed.
Yeah.
Oh, rip, like,
Oh,
oh.
ripped. Yep. Muscly.
Okay.
And yeah, my favorite nutrients for blood pressure would be things like vitamin E, really important, magnesium, really important, coenzyme Q10, really important. So if you are someone, and again, we know there's a lot of heart issues on the planet at the moment, so not just blood pressure, but myocarditis, endocarditis, all sorts of things like that. Heavy metals can build up around the cardiac sac. So can things like the spike proteins from the Jibbity jabs. So can things
And
like
disease.
Yep, and so can things like lots of toxins can. So doing something to help to pull out heavy metals can be really important. So things like fulvic acid, humic acid, zeolites, fully purified zeolites. So to really help to, bind with those heavy metals, take them out of the body. But one of my guys in recently, he found out that he's only got 18% heart function at the moment, and in his family, people die of heart failure all the time. So he quickly gave me like six, eight, 10 people in his family who have died of heart failure, like immediate siblings as well as parents and grandparents. And so there's a very strong something going on in that family.
Stress is a big factor.
Stress is a big factor. He didn't seem like a stressy person at
I
all,
don't
though.
know. I can just say that how stress works, people. So when you're busy and you're doing exercise, your blood pressure goes up, but then it comes down again. When you're stressed, it just stays up. And I like this with when I was in hospital, I had some stents put in my heart. Oh, I did.
No, but I've got people who have never had blood pressure up with stress, ever, ever, ever. So it's only some people
Well,
it
that's what
happens
they
with.
told me. And
Yep,
not
but
only that, the
it's not
doctors.
everyone because I've been doing people's blood pressure for 30 years. But some people, yep.
So if you look up the research, whether you look at heart disease, whether you look at cancer, or whether you look at diabetes, stress is one of the main impacting factors.
Yep.
And this is what I'm talking about. And I noticed when I was in hospital, when I had my machines on, I experimented with them. This really stressful thing happened because somehow my prayer beads and a few of my comfort things went missing while I got my operation. And when I came back, they weren't there. And I got really stressed. And my blood pressure went up to about 160, nearly 170, went up, 185, 190, but it didn't come down below 160 for something like 8 hours. And that's what stress can do. And because I'd been experimenting with already, and I know I was watching it because you
But
can
that was
see
after your
that
operation.
was after, but same before and after. So without the stress, I was able to change my breathing because there's, and I could get it down like 5 or 6 points really instantly just by slowing down my breathing.
Yeah.
So by slowing down your breathing, you can reduce your blood pressure because the slower you breathe, the less oxygen, the more carbon dioxide your blood thins and your blood pressure goes down. So there's particular types of breathing you can look up. And while I had the machines there that were live, I was able to watch it plummet. And my son came in, we joke about it, he goes, "Oh, let's see it." And he goes, and I'd get it down, it was like 150, and I'd get it down to like 135 in like 20 seconds.
Yeah.
And then if I kept breathing like that, I could hold it down and get it down further till I got back to my normal 120, which I can still do. I'll go to the doctor and I get in there and it's 145, and she'll go, and I go, "Just wait." I get a bit excited and I'll just sit down and I get it down to 130. And like by the time she's had, you leave it 3 minutes and I can just pull it down. She's like,
Nice.
"Oh, that's yoga breathing,
Yeah, so
pranayama."
yoga breathing. Exercise is really important, obviously. But yeah, so this particular guy, what I muscle tested up was he needed between, because he's hard and people die at his age in his family and 5, 10 years younger as well. So we've got him on stem enhance, we've got him on redox signaling molecules, we've got him on magnesium, we've got him on, but the coenzyme Q10 was up to 1200 milligrams a day. So, because he's in a danger zone. So we want to, and we've got him pulling out the toxins with, because I did his oligo scan and found lots of heavy metals, really high levels of heavy metals. So, so lead, mercury, cadmium, aluminium. So therefore, those heavy metals create a real charge in the body that deplete
Oh, a
minerals in
charge.
the system.
Oh, that's why things like zeolite, they negatively charge
Yep,
things.
that's right. And a lot of toxins are positively charged. So what ends up happening is that the zeolite, which is really, really negatively charged, it goes and binds to positively charged toxins, and it doesn't leave the body until it's neutral. So it only leave, so basically you have to get enough positively charged toxins, to the negatively charged toxins, and then it leaves after 7 to 9 hours, totally neutral.
Yeah, they're like little cages that go through and suck
It's very cool.
everything.
Very, very cool.
I see.
So, yeah, so high blood pressure, it's a bit of a thing, but we've got to be breathing, we've got to be sleeping well, we've got to be
You've got to reduce stress because once you've had heart problems, stress can be a factor. Like, for example, because people will often have heart problems when they get sick.
Yeah.
And that's stress. And also, like from interpersonal relationships, that stress,
Yep.
they can just exacerbate everything.
Absolutely. So anyway, a few tips for blood pressure for today.
Let's go.
Have a good one.
Let's flow, I mean.